it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a shooting at SEPTA City Hall Station. Let's take you live there. Get the story from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, where we are right now, this is near the concourse here. This is where the ticketing is, and the gates are. All the gates are locked up right now. There's police tape here, and there's a pool of blood right here by one of the turnstiles to exit the City Hall Station. Now, according to police, about 7:30 this morning, the shooting took place on the northbound platform here of the Broad Street Line here at City Hall. It was a cashier who reported hearing a gunshot. Police say that there was some sort of argument between two people who knew each other. One person was shot, a man. He was taken to the hospital. He was shot in the torso, and he is listed in critical condition. Right now, this place is secure, and according to police, that the person who fired that shot turned himself in. So everything's being looked at right now. According to SEPTA, you know, all of this, of course, there's so many video cameras around here underground. So everything's being recorded, and police are going to look at that footage to see exactly what happened. Now, according to SEPTA, the guy who fired that shot is a permitted gun owner. Now, you know, what exactly happened between the two, whether this was some kind of self-defense situation, that isn't exactly clear, Ian, but everything being looked at right now. And right now, people are frustrated. They're trying to get through here in City Hall to take the subway, take the Broad Street Line, or the L, but they're unable to do so. They're going to have to get the train at Walnut Street, for example, or another station here because this station is closed at the moment.
Yeah, northbound and southbound trains bypassing that station with that police activity. Tim Jimenez at City Hall Station this morning. Tim, thanks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.